今日も使徒行伝を学んでいきたいと思います。
So today we're going to continue with the reading and focus on Acts.
14章です。
And we're on chapter 14.
で、14章っていうのはパウロの第1回目の宣教旅行の、まあ、最後のところです。
And this is the end of Paul's first mission trip.
で、パウロは先週ですけど、パウロはとバルナはフィリキ、シリアのアンティオケと言いましたよね。
And we read that Paul and Barnabas were at Antioch, Antioch in Syria.
You can look at the map. あの上の方ですね。
Yeah,
where the north part. で、そこでまずユダヤ人の会堂に入って福音を語りました。
And they went to a Jewish synagogue and they shared the gospel there.
で、ユダヤ人とそれから、多くの神様を信じる異邦人たちがイエス様を信じるようになったんですね。
And many of the Jewish people at the synagogue, as well as the non-Jewish, the Gentile people, received Christ as Savior.
で、もう翌週も話してくださいって言ったら、もう町中の人が集まってしまったんです。
And when they were asked to come again and speak on the next Sabbath,When they got there, the whole town was there.
でも町中の人が集まると、それが嫌だったイザヤ人たちがもう彼らを追い出すんですね。
But some of the people who gathered, some of the Jewish people who gathered, didn't want anything to do with the gospel, and they pushed Paul and Barnabas out.
でも多くの人がこの、アンティオケのあたりで、イエス様を信じるようになるんです。
But many people in this area.
本当にパウロもバルナモも本当に喜んで聖霊に満たされて、アンティオケを去っていきます。
So, Paul and Barnabas rejoiced, and even though they were being kicked out, they rejoiced, and as they departed from this.
今日はこの次のところに入ります。
And today we're going to go to the next verses and the next.Area.
少し日本語と英語で読んでいきましょうね。
Let's read. If you read in Japanese, please read with mom. If you read in English, please read with me.
イコニオンでも同じようにパウロとバルナはユダヤ人の会堂に入って話をしたが、その結果大勢のユダヤ人やギリシャ人が信仰に入った。ところが信じようとしないユダヤ人たちは異邦人を扇動し、兄弟たちに対して悪を抱かせた。それでも二人はそこに長くとどまり、主を頼みとして勇敢に語った。主は彼らの手のを通して印と不思議な技を行い、その恵みの言葉を明かしされたのである。
Now at Iconium, they entered together into the Jewish synagogue and spoke in such a way that a great number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brothers.So they remained for a long time, speaking boldly for the Lord, who bore witness to the word of his grace, granting signs and wonders to be done by their hands.
イコニオンでも、パウロとバルナはユダヤ人の会堂に行って話をしました。
So, once again, in Iconium, Barnabas and Paul go to the Jewish synagogue and they first speak there.
ここで何を話したか書かれてはいないんですけれども
。So, it's not written exactly what the content of their message was.
でもきっとイエス様がずっと待たれていた救い主だということを話したと思うんです。
But without a doubt, they shared that Jesus was the Christ who had been waited for. The Jews had been waiting for the Jewish Messiah.
でここでもユダヤ人と神様を信じる恐れる異邦人たちがイエス様のことを信じるんです。
So, once again, Jews and Greeks, and some of the Greeks were Greek speaking, some were Gentiles, but they believed in the Creator God and
でも、さっきのアンティオクと同じように、それが嫌なユダヤ人たちもいたんですね。
Just like in Antioch, there were also Jewish people who were very much against that.
ですから、それをなんとか妨害しよう、反対しようと思って行動に移します。
So, they started to do whatever they could to fight against the message that Paul and Barnabas were sharing.
何が彼ってしたかは分かりません。
We're not really sure exactly what they did.
何が想像できますか?
What do you think?
今の日本はの教会は安心なのでちょっと想像できないかもしれませんけれども。
Right now, the church in Japan is not really being attacked.So much in a physical way, at least. So it's hard for us to imagine.
100年前の日本の教会は結構石が投げつけられて、とかガラスが割れたとか立って話してたら石をぶつけられたって結構あるんですね。
But about 100 years ago, even Japanese children were persecuted and rocks were thrown at the church and broke the windows and the various big problems.
で、ここでもそういう危険が迫ってきました。
And similar types of things, dangerous things were happening here in Japan.
皆さんどうでしょう?そういう危険を感じたらどうしますか?
What would you do if you were being persecuted in a dangerous way for your faith? How would you respond?
ね、普通は逃げたりしますよね。
Maybe normally people would run away.
でもこのイコニオの場合はパールとバルナバは逃げなかったんです。
But the interesting thing is that Barnabas and Paul didn't run away at all.
危険を感じたんですけども。
Even though they felt it was dangerous.
彼らは主を信頼して勇気を持って神様の福音を伝えたと書いてます。
Even though it was dangerous, they trusted God and they were mustered up courage and they continued to share about Christ.
そうしているうちに神様が本当に素晴らしい技、癒しや奇跡をその町に起こしたんです。
And it says that the Lord was doing miracles as they shared the gospel.
ですから多くの人はこのイエス様っていうのは本物だと思って多くの人が信じたんです。
So, many people saw the signs and wonders that God was doing, and so they believed the gospel that Paul and Barnabas were sharing.
彼らは、まあ、そういう苦しいところに向かっていったんですね。
So, Paul and Barnabas didn't back down even when things got difficult.
で、さっきも言いましたけど、日本は今は安心ですけど、結構昔は厳しかった。
So, as I shared a few minutes ago, now Japanese churches are not persecuted in that type of way, but a while back in the past, there has been that kind of persecution.
ちょっと前まで私は日本にで働いた婦人の宣教師は女性の日本人の伝道者の働きを研究してた時期があります。
So, a while back, I was studying Japanese, the evangelism of Japanese women in Japan.
ですから本当にこう石が投げつけられるのが結構ありましたし。
So it was frequent that rocks were thrown at them.
でどういうふうにそれがなされたかわかんないんですけども。
I'm not really sure exactly the specifics of that.
ある女性の伝道者は。
But one Japanese.Evangelist,
女性ね。
A woman evangelist.
子供たちにおしっこを引っ掛けられたってですね。
It says that kids urinated on her. We don't really know exactly, but they showed their distaste and their antipathy toward the Japanese Christians.
でも今
Japanese Christian women.
私たちはどうでしょうか?
So how about for us?
今まで何か信仰を言って迫害されたことはあっていますか?
So is there anyone who's been persecuted or had any trouble for their faith?
殴られた? いやいや
隠れたんです
。ああ、何したの?ああ、あったね。でもいや嫌がらせはされたことはあるかもしれませんね。
But even if people have been thrown rocks at you or some severe thing, but there might be some people who you can tell they they are very unhappy about your faith in
Christ.
But if we compare it to the types of things that other Christians have endured, the things that we endure are usually rather small. But it says in this passage that we read that Barnabas and Paul stayed and continued to share the gospel.
その後どうなったか、
And let's read what happened after that. Let's read from verse 4.
町の人々は分裂し、ある者はユダヤ人の側に、ある者は使徒の側についた。異邦人とユダヤ人が指導者と一緒になって二人に乱暴を働き、石を投げつけようとしたとき、二人はこれに気づいて、リカオニア州の町であるリストラとデルベ、またその近くの地方に難を避けた。そしてそこでも運用を告げた。
But the people of the city were divided. Some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles. When an attempt was made by both Gentiles and Jews with their rulers to mistreat them and to stone them, they learned of it and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Laconia, and to the surrounding country. And there they continued to preach the gospel.
町が半分に割れるんです。
So we see that the town was divided.
パウロとバルナバに従う人と彼らを迫害する人に。
So some of them were siding with Barnabas and Paul, and others were siding with the people who were persecuting them.
どの声が強くなるかって言ったら、その反対の声でパウロやバルナバを石で投げて殺そうとするんです。
So as they shouted more and more, and in the end, they tried to kill Barnabas and Paul.
これはもう我慢もするものないんですね。死ぬか生きるかになってしまいます。
So if we think about it, there's nothing to do with endurance anymore. It's either they were going to be killed or they were going to live.
で、この時彼らは身の危険を感じて、イコニオンから去っていきます。
And they felt their lives were really in danger, and so they left the city of Iconium.
そしてもっとこう人もいないもう偏僻なリストラやデルベに行くんですね。
And they decided to go to two cities, Lystra and Derbe, that were less populated.
このここまで話を。ある人はなんでこの人たち勇気なくなっちゃったのかと思ったりする。
So maybe if you read this you think, oh wow, did they lose their courage?
いつも私たちは頑張ることは前進することはいいと思ったりしてしまう。
So often we think that really really trying so hard and moving forward, keep going forward, that's a good thing.
でも神様ある時は逃れる道を示してくださること。
But there are times when God shows us a way out, a way of escape.
彼らは石打ちの刑に遭うことを見込むならば、それをしたかもしれません。
Maybe the Barnabas and Paul desired that type of thing.
でも神様は彼らに退却する、逃れる道を示したと思うんですね。
Maybe they would have preferred to stay in Iconium, but God showed them a way of escape, and so they followed the Lord's will.
いつも私たちは頑張って前進する必要はないんです。
So we don't, it's not always necessary to try so hard and keep going forward.
そうやって僕らは教えるし、教わってきましたね。
So that's something that we need to learn more.
でも私たちは頑張って信じて交代する必要もあるんです。
Sometimes there's times when we need to try hard and believe in the Lord and actually retreat.
交代することは前進することでもある時もあるんです。
So sometimes going back, retreating is actually going forward.
彼らはリストラとデルベに逃れていきますけれども。
So they ran away to Lystra and Derbe.
最終的にはそこで伝道する機会も与えられました。
But they even though that was where they ran away to, they were also given a chance to share the gospel there.
そこで何が起こったかを少しまとめて話すと。
So if we think about what happened in these two places, I'm just going to summarize for you.
ここはですね、あまりユダヤ人がいなくて、ユダヤ人の街道がなかったようです。
So in these places, there weren't so many Jewish people, and one way we know that is because there wasn't a synagogue in these places.
彼らはいつもでしたらユダヤ人の街道に行って話すんですけど、そこに話す場所はありません。
So, as you have noticed, they always went to the synagogue first. But in these places, there was no synagogue.
でも多分いろんなところで福音のことを話したと思うんですけど。
But there were different places that they could share the gospel.
ここで彼らが出会ったのは一人の足の不自由な男性でした。
And while they were here, they met a man who wasn't able to walk.
彼は、その人は生まれた時から足が不自由で、今まで一回も立って歩いたことがなかったとした。
And this man, was lame from birth, and so he had never stood up. He had never taken a step before.
想像つきますか？道の横で足が不自由な人が座っている小ちぎだったかもしれません。
He was standing, or he was rather on the side of the road, and perhaps he was even begging for alms.
でも、パウロとバルナバはその人に癒される信仰があるのを見て言うんです。
But they saw that he had faith to be healed.
自分の足でまっすぐ立ちなさいって言うんです。
And they saw his faith and they commanded him, stand up with your own strength of your own legs.
目の前にいる足の不自由な人に神様の恵みがそのようになされるんですね。
And right before their eyes and other people's eyes, this man was healed.
不可能だとは彼らには思わなかった。
They didn't think, oh, this is impossible.
先ほど20年祈ったというお話がありましたけど、
A few minutes ago, Sayoko shared that she had been praying for 20 years for the same lady.
私たちはつい不可能って思ってしまった。
So it's so often that we think, oh, this is impossible.
その人は喜んで立って歩き始めますね。
This man who was healed was so rejoicing as he stood up and started to walk.
町の人たちも、ああ、すごいよかったって言うんですよ。
And the people who saw him were also so celebrated his healing.
でも彼らは誤解してしまいます。
But unfortunately, there was a huge misunderstanding.
彼らはパウロとバルナバをギリシャ神話の神様の化身だと思うんです。
So, the people in these towns thought that Barnabas and Paul were actually Greek gods who had come down to their village.
ずっとイエス様のことを話しているのに、この人はギリシャ神話の神だって言うんです。
So, even though they had been sharing the gospel and they had been sharing about this creator God, after the man was healed, they thought, oh, these people themselves are gods. They're Greek God.
私たちがイエス様の福音を伝えてもなかなか伝わらないことがあります。
So, this story, this testimony shows us that even though we share the gospel, there's various places where it can be really misunderstood.
それぞれの地域やそれぞれの家族、それぞれの人には昔からの習慣や儀式やいろんなことがありますから。
So, we have to think about the people who are hearing what we're sharing. And everybody has their own history and their own background, their own worldview.
ですから、いくらイエス様のことを話しても、彼らにはそのギリシャ神話のその窓しかなかったんですね。
So, even though Barnabas and Paul were sharing the gospel with these people, their worldview was of there's many, many gods, and they couldn't get out of that.
ですからそのことも私たちは私たち信仰を沸かしているときに理解する必要があります。
So, it goes the same for us. When we share the gospel with people who have no background in the Bible, we have to be careful that there's not some big misunderstanding.
私が若い頃に南米のコロンビアに行ってた時あるんですけれども。
So, when I was young, I had the chance to go to Colombia in South America.
で、ホストファミリーは本当に伝統的な普通のクリスチャン、カトリックの方です。
And the family that I stayed with were just a traditional Catholic family.
でも私なりに、まあ、神様の愛を伝えようとするわけですよ。
But I was a Christian, and so I really wanted to share the love of God.
で、彼らは私が日本人なのに熱心なクリスチャンだとして驚くんですね。
And they were really surprised that even though I was a Japanese young man, that I was an earnest Christian.
ですから彼らは私をちょっとこう聖人のような、幸運を運ぶの人のように見えるんです。
So, they looked at me as like I'm some kind of saint or something that, you know.
頼まれたこといくつもある。
And there were different things that they asked me to do.
一緒に宝くじを買いに行こう。
let's go!And like I don't know how to gamble. I don't.
Lottery.
Yeah, lottery. Thank you. Let's go and get some lottery tickets.
あなたと行ったら必ず当たりそうだって。
If we go with you, then we're definitely going to win the lottery. And I thought, oh no.
あなたが日本に帰ったら、こう小さな仏像を送ってほしい。
And another thing that they asked me was, when you get back to Japan, please send us an idol of a Buddha. And I thought, oh, why are they asking me this?
でも彼らにとってみればそういうバックグラウンドにあったわけです。
But even though I was sharing the love of God, they couldn't break away from their previous thinking.
でリストラでポールとバルナバはもうこの人たちは前世は何とかって神様だって言われてみんながお供えを持ってくるんです。
So, after this man was healed, in this testimony, the priest of the god, the Greek god, tried to sacrifice to them.
みんなの急に目の前にお花や肉やお金とかわーってばらまかれるんですね。
So suddenly they're bringing all these animals and money andplants and different things that they're going to offer to them. And they really, really, Barnabas and Paul really, really object and they tear their clothes and they said, no, no, stop, we're just people, just like you guys. So that, after I summarized that part, but let's look at what happens after that.
ところがユダヤ人たちがアンティオキアとイコニオンからやってきて群衆を抱き込みパウロに石を投げつけ死んでしまったものと思って町の外へ引きずり出した。しかし弟子たちが周りを取り囲むとパウロは起き上がって町に入っていった。そして翌日バルナバと一緒にデルベへ向かった。
But Jews came from Antioch and Iconium, and having persuaded the crowd, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing that he was dead. But when the disciples gathered about him, he rose up and entered the city. And on the next day, he went on with Barnabas to Derbe.
ちょっと前まで彼らはパウロとバルナバはギリシャ神話の神だと思ってたんです。
So, just a little bit before,They thought that Barnabas and Paul were God.
でもユダヤ人たちが遠くからやってきてこの人たちは違うって言ったら急に彼らを迫害し始めるんです。
So, but suddenly, after they had been influenced by the Jews of Antioch and Iconium, they started to attack.
今まで神様なんて言ったのは急にその供え物じゃなくてこう石を投げようとするわけですよ。
One moment they're trying to sacrifice to them, and the next moment they're throwing stones trying to kill them.
人間の思いの儚さですね。
So it really shows how easily a person's heart can be turned around.
って言ってた人が次の瞬間に何お前って言うんです。
So one moment we love something, and the next moment we hate.And that's the human heart.
これが、ね、人間の心の本当に まあ、現実でもあるんですね。
So this is really the reality of the human heart.
もうパウロやバルナマ迫害しようとして遠いアンティオケからとかもう200キロ、100キロかけてやってくるんですよ。
So, Paul and Barnabas had walked like 100 kilometers to get away from Antioch.
だけどもその彼らを追っかけてやってくるんですね。
But the people who lived there came after them.
もうよっぽど頭に来てるんですね。
And they were really, really angry. And
そして
they followed them.
その声にみんなが従ってもうパウロとバルナバを迫害し始めるわけです。
And the people in these other towns were influenced by these angry people, and they also joined in and tried to stone them.
ちょっと前まで自分の仲間だったと思ってた人が石を投げる人になるんですよ。
So think about it. One moment you're friends. One moment they were friends with Paul and Barnabas, and the next moment they're throwing stones at them, trying to kill them.
でパウロはあパウロ本当に石を投げられて死んだようになってしまう。
And Paul had so many stones thrown at him that they really thought he was dead.
小さな石じゃないんですよ。
This is not tiny little rock.
大きな石は難しいんで、まあ、ちょっと結構これぐらいの石なんですよ。
So this huge rock would be too heavy to throw, right? But this we're talking about, you know, rather large rock.
So この石が何十人何百人投げられたらどうなると思いますか。
So think about it. If hundreds of people were throwing rather big rocks at you, what would happen?
皮は裂け、肉は裂け、もう骨も裂け、もう血だらけになるんです。
So you would be just full of blood, and your skin would be, you know, torn, and your bones might be damaged, and blood all over.
人間の心理みたいなのがあるんですけども、人間、例えばですね、日本でもこんな事件がありました。あ、日本で事件。
There are various things that happened.
で、例えば学校のいじめのシーンですけども。
So think about things that we can read about, happenings that we can read about. For example, think about bullying in school.
誰かに石を投げるんですね。
So there are times when kids have stones thrown at them.
それ一生懸命逃げるんですけど、逃げる姿を見て喜んでもっと投げたりする。
And when the child is trying to dodge the stone, the way they're moving is seems funny, and the kids throw more stones.
この時も2000年前もとにかく嫌がるわけですけど。人々はそんなこと関係なく、かえって喜んでもっと投げるようになる。
So it's just in a similar way. It's certain that Paul must have been, you know, trying to avoid the stones, but that made the angry people rejoice and just throw more stones and throw them harder.
パウロは本当に血だらけになって、もう死んだようになって彼をもう外にみんなが街の外に引き出すんです。
And it really seemed like Paul had been killed.And so they dragged his body outside of the city.
この時何が起こったって言ったら、
And then,
弟子たちが何人か分かりませんけれども集まるんですね。
The disciples gathered around Paul.
真ん中に血だらけのパウロがいて、
And right in their midst was Paul with, as we said, covered in blood.
彼らはを囲んだとあります。
And they gathered around him.
すると。パウロは立ち上がるんです。
But after they had gathered around him, Paul stood up.
そこで彼らが何をしたか分かりません。祈ったか何したか分かりません。でも分かるのは、パウロが、まあ、生き返って立ち上がるんです。
So it's not really written. Was Paul dead really and he rose again? Or did the people pray for him? Or what exactly happened? It doesn't say clearly.But we know that he was thought to be dead, and now he was standing up right in the middle of the circle.
ここでパウロが死ぬのは神様の御心ではなかったんですね。
And we also can say clearly that it wasn't God's will for Paul to die at this time.
パウロはまだまだ残された仕事があったので、
神様は
許されたわけです。
There were still things for Paul to do. that God had for Paul to do.
人の心は変わりやすいですね。
People's hearts, as we saw, change so easily.
ですから私たちは人ではなくて本当に変わらない神様を求める必要があるんです。
So, we have to remember, we can't set our eyes on people and we can't seek their heart, but rather we need to seek God and seek His heart.
神様の愛と恵みは変わらないんです。
God's love and God's grace never changes.
私たちはどんな悪いことしても、私たちが変なこと失敗しても、神様の愛と恵みは変わらないんです。